Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and I believe that you're going to hear something today that's going to transform your life and put you on the road to your divine destiny. Hey, you know, it's always a blessing for me to share the Word of God with you, to be right here in Studio C and with my good friend, Chrissy.
Yes, ma'am. You know, Studio C is the place to be.
That's right. We both see Chrissy, Kathy, C.
Yeah.
There's something about that.
Something about the C's.
Something special.
You know,
about
Jesus
the C's.
Christ. Isn't that beautiful?
I love
He's
it.
With us right now.
And the theme for our year is create. That's a C word.
Create your world.
Your world and walk in it.
That's right. And we've been discussing that. And I'm telling you what, Miss Kathy, every time we have a guest on the show and we talk about the theme, I'm just reignited to go out there and fulfill my purpose with God right next to me.
Right, because that came straight from the throne of God. God spoke it to Jesse, my husband, and we're running with it.
We
in
are.
In fact, it said the theme is actually, it says, create your world and walk in it. So we're going to walk in it, and I'm going to run sometime, too.
Yeah, I was about to say, we're really running this thing.
Hallelujah.
And people all over the world are tuning in, and thank you so much for watching. I have a wonderful, glorious story from a Facebook viewer. So if you're watching on Facebook, hello. So happy you're tuning in. It says, this is going to be your most powerful theme
Ooh,
yet.
I agree.
Create your world and walk in it. You're going to help change lives and help them see that the words that you speak and your belief changes your circumstances. I receive this. Isn't that great?
I love that. They're preaching it for us.
I'm telling you, it's
catching hold. It's just connecting to people. And every time we speak it and declare it, it gets bigger in us.
Yes.
And I believe the same thing's going to happen for you, too.
Yeah, because we all have a vision inside of us. In fact, Boss, he actually wrote a new book, Notes from a Vision Specialist.
That's a great
which
book.
Connects,
and it's just out this
yes,
month, isn't
it? Yes, it's just out. It's wonderful. And it really does connect with our theme of create your world and walk in it. Because we all have a vision that God has given us, that we have a task to... an assignment, really, to go forth and do. Mm-hmm. And like they said, the word coming forth from our mouth, we say, I receive this. Lord, help me walk it through. He will do that. And
that's so true.
So I just wanted to mention, it's a great book, jdm.org. You can find your copy. And it's also in Espanol, in Spanish. So good, so good. So we have great resources
yes.
from the ministry, no matter what it is, whether it's print, broadcast, social media, Boss's evangelistic meetings. We
yes.
are doing the work of
that's
the glorious
right.
gospel.
That book, byline on that, it says, make the vision real.
Yes.
And that's so true. And it really flows in line so well with our theme for
it
this
sure
year,
does.
Which is create your world and walk in
it's
it.
It's a great one.
You're going to hear some great things today.
Yes.
I believe that you're getting encouraged and blessed today.
Yes.
I'm so excited to welcome back a regular to our program, Pastor Ron Fortune. Ron is our outreach pastor here at Covenant Church and is devoted to spreading the good news of the gospel throughout our community. He is with us today to discuss the ministry's anointed theme for this year, create your world and walk in it. Thanks, Ron, for being here.
Thanks
it's
for
Pastor
having
Ron.
Me.
You
Good
know,
to
Pastor,
be here.
Pastor Ron, I always ask you this question, and you always have the greatest answer. So, how you doing, Pastor Ron?
I'm blessed, highly favored, motivated, educated, and can't be duplicated because God is on my side.
Yeah, that is great. I just felt like he had to say
oh,
it.
Oh, I love it. That's so good. So good. God's on our side.
Yes, he is.
And
yes,
he's
he
always
is.
Imparting wisdom and instruction to us to help us to get to the place that he wants us to be. He wants
right.
to bless his people.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus came. He says, I came that you might know the Father. And when you know the Father, you know that he's a good God, mm-hmm. a faithful God that keeps covenant down to 1,000 generations.
Hallelujah.
That's
right.
what the Word
Amen.
Tells
Amen.
Us.
That's right.
And that's what we have to live on.
We have to believe it. You know?
Amen. And you know, this theme, create your world and walk in it. What does it speak to you, Ron?
Oh, it speaks volumes to
is
me.
Is it exploding?
Yes, yes. Because the scripture that he uses actually would change my life.
Yeah.
Philippians 4:13, you know, says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
That's
and
right.
that's that scripture. So what happened was the day that I got saved. And so I got saved and I started telling my family, you know, yeah, I got saved. I gave my life to the Lord. It's like, get out of here, you holy roller. I won't hear nothing you got to say. So I felt bad. So, but I went in my room and I laid in the bed and I started reading the Bible. And that scripture, I just started reading Philippians and all of a sudden that scripture came alive to me.
Praise God.
You know, and I began to do things, you know, to create my own world. You know, I began to, you know, say, you know, I can't live like this. I can't because I was living in poverty. And I say, I can't live in this kind of environment.
Yeah, I remember you know, because we're really close friends, you and your wife, Pia, Jess and I often go out and hang out and have dinner and lunch and different things. And I love hearing your story about, and it saddens me, but it also blesses me because I see how far you've come and what God can do in a life, how you was always hungry as a child. And remember you I don't know anybody that actually ate banana peels. But you know when you see just the banana, you'd ate the peeling because your tummy was screaming at you because y'all didn't have enough to eat at times in your life. And I think you joined the Army. You said, I don't know, as a young man, and you really was happy because you could eat. I mean, that's part of it. I know that's a little shortened version of it.
Because they had a recruiter. So a recruiter come to your school, you know, to get you into the military. You know, so he started telling me all these things. And he said, you'll get 3 meals a day. And I was like, What? Three meals a day?
Isn't that amazing that's what one thing that would be attractive to you because you were so hungry? Yeah. And it's a basic need that every person has, of course. But just to see where you are now, that God has blessed you so much in so many ways with a beautiful family, a beautiful home, and you're such a blessing here at the church. And I know that, you know, you bring this hope, this message of hope and how you can create your world and walk in it. And you've been doing that for so many years, of course, but you bring it to the nursing homes in our community, you bring it to the community where our soul winning outreach is, and different things like that. So it's such a powerful thing that God is using to help others to realize that they can have a good life, a glorious life.
And it's something it's in my heart. You know, it's not something that, you know, I like what Brother Jesse said, you know, when he was preaching yesterday. And so he gave there's two points that he gave. He says, not what you know, it's what you do with what you know.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. That's good.
And then he said, the scriptures aren't just for absorbing spiritual information, they're for use. Yeah. Faith is action.
Yeah, that's when he preached that at the first Sunday of this year. It was so beautiful. And I love that he says, it's not what you know, it's what you do with what you know.
What you know.
Jesus said it this way. He says, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free.
That's right.
A lot of people just quote that second part. They say, the truth will set you free. No, the scripture says, actually, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free.
That's
so it's the truth that you know that really sets you free.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about here today.
It's up to us.
Being free to live a glorious life.
That's right.
And it's the Word. You know, the Word sets us free. You know, if we don't get the Word inside of us, you know, not just the knowing of it, but doing something about it. You know, the Bible says, in all you're getting, get wisdom, get understanding. So with that understanding, you got to have wisdom to know how to use that knowledge that you have. Mm-hmm. A lot of people know the Bible. They can quote the Bible from A to Z, you know, but they don't have the wisdom to use it.
Yeah,
and that's why the Bible
knowledge.
Says, right, they just had knowledge, you know, but you have to have wisdom, the ability to use it. And I made up my mind the day that I got saved, I have to put myself into practice. I have to start walking by faith and trusting God. And that's what I began to do. So me and Pierre, we came from Germany. And so we brought all our furniture from Germany. And so I started working at Evandale, you know, shipyard. And so one day, you know, because I was just hearing a lot about faith, about trusting God and just stepping out. And so I said, this doesn't feel right. I go home, there's nothing in the refrigerator, you know, there's no money in our pockets. I said, this cannot be, you know? And so people will tell you, well, you know, this is your lot in life. No, this is not your lot in life. Because the Bible tells you this is not. You know, God wants you blessed. He wants you blessed above and beyond all that you can ask or think. And so I began to look at that. And so the furniture that we brought was a sectional. And so it had a little wood in it, but most of it was cardboard. And so I came home and I jumped on the sofa and I just started tearing. I mean, I literally smashed it to the floor and we threw it out, you know. And I told Pia, I say, we going to start living according to the Word of God.
Come on, yes.
And I say, we're going to have to live. We got to live by what we believe in, you know. And I began to step out in faith. We went and bought furniture, new furniture. Actually, we bought furniture that was too big for the house. So that lets me know
just got to get a bigger house.
Exactly. And God began to bless us, and we began to move forward in life. And every time I'm in a home, I just believe God, what you want for me?
Right.
And I go to the Word, and the Word always tell me, you know, I want more for you. I want you to be blessed above and beyond. And that scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, changed my life. It literally changed my life. And so the people, you know, at work was telling me, well, you can't do this and you can't do that. And every time they would tell me, I can't do something, don't tell me that, you know.
Yeah. There's something within you, once you're born again believer, that rejects that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Faith speaks to those non-existent things, to create things.
Right.
God called us to be creators.
Right.
And I think I've heard Jesse say this, I may not be quoting it exactly, but he says, faith is like a tension between what is and what ought to be.
Right.
Because wow. God's always moving us forward. You know, we should not be content in just where we are,
right.
spiritually, physically, or financially. Mm-hmm. If we're giving, we ought to be have a desire to give more so we can bless the kingdom of God.
Right.
If we're healthy now, we want to be stronger in our body. Do things like you regularly work out. I'm not there yet, but I'm working
We're getting
on
there.
It.
We're creating our world, our exercise world.
But I'm doing some little things, not on that, not on a bodybuilding level, but there are some things we do in our flesh to strengthen our bodies,
right.
stay healthy and everything. And everything, relationships as well. We
right.
strengthen these things. But God is calling us to move from where we are to where we're where He wants us to be. This is why we have this theme this year, create your world, and walk in it.
Amen.
God
yeah.
gave us the tools to do that. He gave us the Word of God. He gave us the Holy Spirit so that we can speak
Amen.
And say things that need to be done in the world. Mm-hmm. The Bible says He will not do anything unless He reveals it first mm-hmm. to His servants, the prophets.
Right.
So something has to be declared and spoken mm-hmm. before it can be established.
Right. I love
That's
that.
Right. I love what you just said, Pastor Kathy. It says a mouthful because our speech, what we say, is going to determine what we get out of life.
Yes.
You know, and the Bible says, it says, life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those that live by it shall eat its fruit.
Yes.
And so if you're speaking negative things about yourself, about your life, then that's what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to start speaking. And I think that's the major key, you know, in your walk with God. You have to start declaring those things over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want out of life?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you want to be poor? You know, I say, well, this is my lot in life. This is where God wants me. He wants me to be poor. No, and that's what you believe. That's what you're going to have.
Yes.
But you have to start declaring God's word. You know, what does the Word of God say about you? I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. I'm motivated. You know, I'm blessed going. I'm blessed coming out. I'm the head. I'm not the tail. I'm above and not beyond.
Yes.
I'm and not beneath. You got to believe those things. And you got to declare. And if you don't declare it, your life starts going backwards.
And you know, you start believing it by reading it first.
Right.
It comes, you read it and it goes in your ear and then into your heart. Then it starts coming out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes back in your own ear again. And then gets deeper in your
That's
heart.
Right.
So it's a continual process. Bible says faith comes by hearing
mm-hmm.
and hearing by the Word of God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
The Amplified, I think, says it's a continual hearing. So we really, when we're doing, what we're doing really is renewing our mind
mm-hmm.
to what the Word of God says.
Right.
Instead
right.
of our past experience, what did God say about a situation?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before I got born again, and I often have said this, I never ever read the Bible before that point. But once I got born again, I became very hungry for what God's Word said. What did God have to say about something? And a lot of it, I didn't even know what the question was.
Right.
I just knew that God had something more for me in my life. And so I started reading it and just devouring it. And it's totally transformed my
right.
life, and not just my life, my family. I started realizing that I could pray for my unsaved husband. Jesse referred to this mm-hmm. in a recent sermon. It's in 1 Peter, I think it's chapter 3. He says, the husbands are won, which is W-O-N, mm-hmm. by the conversation mm-hmm. of their wives.
Right.
So that conversation just didn't
Ooh,
mean the way
wonderful.
You talk. It meant the way you walk.
Right.
So I had a husband that was unsaved, and I wanted him to be won. So that was a tool. That
mm-hmm.
was something that God showed me that I can create the life, the home that
right.
I wanted. I wanted a home that had
yes.
both of us serving the Lord side by side for the gospel's sake. The Bible talks about how we can be working together.
Right.
And that was my desire. God, I believe God put that desire in me
right.
and caused
did.
Me to meditate on that, think about it, pray it out, and then walk it out.
Right.
I
right.
created
this
that
is
world.
Right.
That's
right.
right. You know, boss often says, you know, you might be in denial, but like, or you can't deny it's right to affect you. I forgot how he says it. Like the circumstance, you don't deny
right.
it, but you,
deny
it's
right,
right to
right.
affect
right.
you. And that
right.
reminds me of a point that he said in the sermon. It said, I can, you can, we can, because God can.
Mm-hmm.
And when he said that statement, it just went a lot. It just became alive inside
yeah.
of me. It's like, wait,
that.
We, you can do it. I can do it. We can do it together.
Right.
Because He can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is amazing, knowing that we have the DNA of God, that we are meant for greatness because He is great. And
mm-hmm.
that Spirit of the living God, that same resurrection power
mm-hmm.
that raised Jesus from the dead
That's
is
right.
living in us now.
That's yeah. right.
You
Amen.
Know? And
Amen.
That the same Jesus of the Bible is alive and well today, ready to do wonder-working, miraculous
so
things
good.
In our
that's
life.
So true. And that's true for all of you that are watching
mm-hmm.
along with us. And if you haven't seen that Sunday morning, the first Sunday, in January here at Covenant Church that Jesse DePlantis at Jesse DePlantis Ministries, you need to go back and
you
look at
do.
That after this program,
yes.
not now,
mm-hmm.
but then you'll hear what we're talking about. Many of you may have seen it already, but I believe that it's going to continually build in your heart. You may, if you have it, you need to go and watch
you
it.
You do.
And we're going to put the link on there so that you can do that because it's important to get the right step.
Right.
You know, when you begin a new year, everybody's looking for new direction.
Right,
here
right.
we are still in the month of January. It's just a little getting towards the middle of it. But you have a lot that we, all of us have dreams and desires
yes.
and visions on our heart. And I believe God puts those there.
That's right.
But he also gives us a tool so that we can, he doesn't want us to be frustrated
right.
in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I often say, it's good to be pregnant, but at some point you got to deliver that baby.
Oh, yes.
I
can't be pregnant
forever.
Let it go.
It's time to deliver.
Deliver that. I mean, you could have something we just used on Pregnant with a Vision, but that vision has to come to fruition. It's an incubator time. There's a beginning, there's a middle, but there has to be an end. There has to be a fulfillment of what came. Jesus came in the fullness of time.
That's right. That's
so
right.
it happens.
And you have to work towards that goal. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you see? What do you want out of your life? How do you want to create? What kind of world you want to create for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I saw that when I first got saved. I said, this is not what God wants for me. I have to create something. Mm-hmm. I have to find something good for my family, something good for us, you know, something we can live and enjoy life with. And so I began to just push my whole effort into creating my own world,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that scripture, I'm telling you, that scripture, I can do all things through Christ, changed my life,
powerful.
You know, and
so
I began
powerful.
To believe God because people tell me, you know, so for working for a chemical plant, back then they told me, I said, well, you know, you got to have a college degree. Of course, I didn't go to college. I graduated from high school, but I didn't go to college. And they said, well, you got to have a college degree. And so I was working at Avondale at the time. And so when, just funny, because a guy called me and said, you know, they hiring at the chemical plant right there. I was like, really? So what I did, every time, it was on my way home, so every time I passed, I stretched out my hand, and I said, Lord, I just thank you for that job, you know, at Cornerstone, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I kept on driving, come back, every time I passed it, going and coming, I stretched my hand out. Next thing you know, I got a call. So I got a call, I had an interview, and the interview I had with a Christian. And so we were talking about the Lord back and forth. Next thing you know, I was hired. And so on the job, you know, that's what they call a board operator, where you control the plant.
Yeah.
And so these guys would tell me, say, that's for a college. You can't get that. That's not for you. You're not even able to do that. Hmm. I say, okay. So I began to study. Mm-hmm. And so what they had an opening, you know, for that job. And so I put in for it, and I got it. And so they still kept telling me, oh, well, you won't be able to do that. That's too much for your little brain. I was like, okay. And so I began to study more and more. And next thing you know, I was almost one of the top operators over there, you know, controlling the board. Why? Because I had a vision.
You created your world.
Yeah. And I seen myself doing those things that I want to do in life.
It's good. And you did know? Something about it. Like
right.
you kept saying, I studied. You applied yourself. You realized that the Lord gave you intellect and mind and giftings and a purpose and a plan. And you took those necessary steps to do that, you know? And maybe the Lord has placed a business vision in your mind, or maybe you're meant to write a book. Well, today's the day we take hold of the truth that we have to take those steps, make a plan and execute it, and pray and let the Lord lead and guide us to those perfect moments.
Right. That's right.
Because it's so tangible. It really is.
You got to put your faith in action.
Put your faith in action.
You got to put it in action. You got to do something. You can't just talk. You know, you got to talk and walk. You can't just talk about it. You got to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I made my mind to do something about it. I refused to sit back, because every time I would open our refrigerator, there was nothing in it. And I was like, I can't live like this.
And many people in your situation have given up.
Yes.
There's story after story of people that's remained. They were on welfare, the family was, and
generations
of people stay on welfare, and they exist with just enough or barely enough, or not almost not enough some days. But here it is, you broke free from that, and the Word of God is what did that for you. Knowing Jesus made all the difference. It gave you, like you said, the tools. It gave you answers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, before I got born again, I really didn't have answers to the challenges in my life. But the moment I got born again, my life totally changed. I had answers. I could go to God. God, who created the universe, is real.
Right.
And if He is real, then He can intercede and help us in our day-to-day life if we let Him.
Right.
And this is what this program's all about. This is why we have Glorious Living every single week. My desire is for you to grow and get stronger in your walk with God and realize that God really did come to give you a glorious life. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly, to the full, till it overflows. God truly does care about every portion of your life, every part of your life. He's proved it in so many different ways in my life, in your life, well as in Ron's. That's why you're here today, giving glory to God for what He can do in your life.
Amen.
So don't give up on God's plan for your life. He has a great plan that's bigger and greater than you could ever ask or even think.
Yes.
But when you spend time in His presence, He opens up your understanding to start showing you how you can make changes in your life the way Ron did. You really didn't have a huge Bible knowledge when you began thinking, this is not right. I don't know. God's a good God. He wouldn't want me to be starving.
Yeah.
And so you started just seeking Him, and step by step, you got out of that situation, and you're flourishing today.
Right. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
In every way.
You know, we sit down, you know, when we were poor and didn't have nothing, we watched the rich and the famous, you know, the lives of the rich and the famous. And I always thought, it's like, why can't we live like that?
Yeah.
Why can't we have that? And I kept looking around, and I believe it was God putting it on my heart, prompting me to do something about my life.
Yeah, because He knew He wanted you to have more, to be more, to experience more, to be able to have a satisfying life.
Right.
Yeah, and now you're able to be a blessing to so many people around you, not just your family, friends, the church members. And I wanted to ask you this, you know, people out there, like we go to throughout the community, you know, with our soul winning team. I love seeing the photographs or you guys going to Walmart and going through the neighborhoods. People that have never heard this before, how do you reach them? How do you let them know this is such a big statement, create your world and walk in it? What are some of the things you do when you're talking to somebody who maybe believes, but they're not quite here yet? How do you make them realize, wait, you got a lot. You have a lot coming to you if you just believe the Word of God.
Right. Well, it's a few people you run into that, you know, they'll tell you straight, well, I don't have nothing to do with that. You know, I don't hear that, you know. So one time I was walking up to these teenagers, and so I was talking to this one teenager, and actually I was talking to both of them. And so one of them said, yeah, I don't believe all that. And his name was Cain, you know. And so he took his hair and he threw his hair back. It's like, I don't believe in all that. I said, that's fine. So I started talking to the other guy, you know, and I told him about the Lord and said, you know, hey, you know, God wants to change your life. He wants to set you free today. I said, you can know right now that you're going to heaven. And so he started looking, his eyes got big, you know, it's like, okay. And so I turned around to the other guy. I said, you know something? I said, whether you believe in me or not, I said, this is a fact. I said, even scientists prove that when you die, there's weight that leaves your body. Your spirit leaves your body. So my question is to you today, where are you going? And he looked at me and said, well, I don't know. I said, wouldn't you like to go to heaven? I said, wouldn't you like heaven to be your home?
Yeah.
And he said, yes, yes. And I mean, his whole demeanor changed, you know? And so both of them, they accepted the Lord as their Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
That's wonderful.
And that's the thing. So people in the world, I mean, the Bible talks about, you know, that the harvest is ripe.
Yes.
You know, it's that no matter where you go, and a lot of times we get afraid, we look at people's face and say, oh, I ain't going to talk to this guy. You know, it happened to me a few times. I walked up to a guy, I mean, he's a big guy. It's like, you know, he's got this, you know, brutal look on his face. Like, if you say something to me, I'm going to beat you up, you know? And so I'm looking at him, and it's like, I got to walk up to him. And so I walked up to him, and I started sharing the gospel with him. I said, you can know today that heaven is your home. I said, without a doubt, you can know right now. And I said, pray this. I didn't ask him, can you pray with me? I said, say this prayer right now. And I'm telling you, his whole face changed. And he began to look at me and say, you know, I've been waiting for somebody to touch my life.
Isn't that something?
And his life was touched, you know?
Yes.
And so when we go out there, I mean, for me, it's my heart. You know, it's what I love doing because I've always, the day I got saved, I've always wanted to see people give their life to the Lord. I always want to see people serve the Lord because I came from a place where I was lost without hope, you know? And so for me, when I see things like that change people's lives, I want to use it. And so when Flashpoint came, you know, when Kenny Copeland Ministry came, they had this track, you know, how to reach people. And I'm telling you, it changed my life. And it, you know, to reach people, I'm telling you, it's the top of the line.
Yes.
And so no matter where you go, you know, whether door to door or in Walmart or wherever we go, we win people to the Lord.
Right.
You know, and so
right now, this ministry goes to so many places. Mm-hmm. We have lots of followers, two million followers on different platforms. Mm-hmm. And many times this feed goes into someone's space or into their feed where they're not expecting. And all of a sudden, I believe there may be people that are watching today that have never heard of this before, and they're hearing new things.
Yeah.
And so I would love for you to just look at that camera there and just talk to them.
Yeah.
But there may be somebody who had never realized that heaven can be their home.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just look at them, instruct them and pray with them, and we'll pray with you.
Amen. And one of the things is that because I came from a poor family, And so I realized that POOR stands for something. It's passing over opportunity repeatedly. We always have opportunity to be better in our lives. And to be better in our lives, we got to go for those opportunities. I had that opportunity. I jumped into the military. I had that opportunity. I gave my life to the Lord. And you have that opportunity today. You have that opportunity to give your life to the Lord, that your life can be changed, that your life can be touched. God wants to touch your life today. Amen. And it's a simple prayer. All you have to do is say this prayer, and heaven will be your home. It can be your home right now. Tomorrow, you know, tomorrow is not promised.
That's right.
It's not promised. Something could happen to you today. Something could happen to you maybe 10 years from now. But the promise is that when you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Mm-hmm. So pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for what you've done for me. That Jesus, your Son, gave his life for me. He shed his blood for me. He died on the cross for me. And because of that, I believe it. I believe it with my heart, and I confess it with my mouth, that Jesus is my Lord. And Lord, I thank you that today, heaven will be my home. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
thank you, Brother Ron.
You're welcome.
You know, I believe that you prayed that prayer, and today I want to hear from you. I want you to put a comment. Let us know that you prayed that prayer and that your life is changed. We want to be able to show you where you can get some new material. We can maybe give you a link for our salvation books.
Yes.
You can hear more about what happened to you and realize that you really can live a glorious life.
Mm-hmm.
God
can.
Wants to show you and give you tools like he did for Ron that you can create your world and walk in it. God has a great, beautiful world that he created just for you. Don't miss out on that beautiful world.
Yeah.
It's a good life. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, welcome
Amen.
To the family.
Yes.
It's a great, happy, big family.
Yes.
And I just loved that prayer. It touched me so much because now they took that first step to creating the world and walking
Amen.
In it.
Amen.
They made Jesus the Lord over their lives.
Yes.
And what does that verse say in Philippians that changed your life? I can do all,
things
through Christ who strengthened me.
Amen.
So now you have Jesus in you, working through you.
And grab hold of that verse.
Yeah.
Begin to say it to yourself. Regardless of what your past has been, say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
How
what a
wonderful.
great teaching.
Amen.
Thank you, Ron, for sharing that today.
Yes.
Thank you
and
for
I
having
wanna,
me.
I appreciate you being here again. You're always your favorite here on the couch.
Yeah, you're a regular, as we said.
And, you know, we thank so you. Appreciate our partners. I just want to say thank you, partners, for being a part of this. We're in front of the camera and all this, sending this out, but you're helping us to go into all the world and preach the gospel, and we're so thankful for that. If you're not a partner, you can be. You can use the information that's on the screen and select giving on the JDM app if this is where you're watching this today, or you can mail in your donation. There's so many different ways. It's all on the screen. Just know that we appreciate you, and we thank you for standing with us in our vision of reaching people and changing lives one soul at a time.
Yes.
Amen. Well, thank you, Chrissy. It's been another great, glorious living.
Yes, it sure has. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to be with you and to listen and to learn. And it's just so amazing to know that Jesus is inside of us.
Amen.
I mean, that is just the best thing. That's glorious living. That's what
it
is.
Yes, it is.
So true.
Amen.
Well, thank you again, Ron. Appreciate you coming and giving all the great insights. Your testimony always blesses so many people.
Amen.
Thank you. I know you're going to come back.
Yes.
Amen. I'll make sure of it.
Amen. And I know you're going to come back. I'll be right here waiting for you here in Studio C for another great Glorious Living program. And we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.